So please welcome Rebecca Mandich.
Hi, everyone. The title of my story tonight is Looking for Dr. Love. So growing up, I was always called Becky. I don't know who gave me that nickname exactly, but whoever did, it stuck. And I never really thought anything about it as a child, like it was just, yeah, Becky, that's just what people call me. However, once I started to be an adult, I didn't really like the name Becky as much. I felt like Becky was the 14-year-old babysitter in the movies with the braces. Like, she was kind of the side character, she was the best friend, she was never the protagonist. And I wanted to be the protagonist. So after I had my first breakup with my first love, I decided that I needed an identity change, and I wanted to start introducing myself by Rebecca. So I went to Zanzibar on this study abroad program, and it was a fresh start for me. And I was running away from like harsh realities that faced me in Wisconsin, along with the harsh winter that faced me in Wisconsin. And it was really cool to meet all of these people that had never met me before and to introduce myself. Hi, my name is Rebecca. Now that might not sound like a big deal, but I felt like an imposter as I was saying it. Like I've always been Becky, so now I'm introducing myself as Rebecca. But the cool thing was that all of these people just accepted what I told them at face value. They would say, hi, nice to meet you, Rebecca. And that felt like really invigorating to have people not know who I was and to just accept who I presented myself to be to them. So Zanzibar was amazing. It was everything that Wisconsin wasn't. It's a gorgeous island with white sand beaches surrounded by the turquoise blue Indian Ocean, and there's just a gorgeous coral reefs surrounding the islands. I would spend my weekends like snorkeling through them, just mesmerized by all of the wildlife there. And yeah, I really loved it. It was quite a contrast. Like, my life of waking up and walking on the beach every morning was quite a contrast in comparison to memories I had of like walking through the blizzard in Wisconsin wearing ski goggles just so I could see snow pelting at my face at 10 miles an hour. So I really liked Zanzibar. And it wasn't just the landscapes of Zanzibar that I liked. I liked the people, I liked the culture, I liked the history. Stone Town was really interesting. Like, it seemed like there were all these people scattered throughout the alleyways, sitting in their white kanzus, drinking coffee and eating peanut brittle, discussing the latest politics. And if you would go to the center of town, to the nighttime market, which was called Foradhani, you'd see the local fishermen grilling up the daily catch and selling fried plantains. So I loved just the atmosphere of the place, and I loved all of the characters of Stone Town. And one of my favorite characters of Stone Town that I met was called Dr. Love. So he introduced himself to me as Dr. Love because he told me his songs were so good they could heal me. So Dr. Love, needless to say, was an aspiring bongo flavor rapper. He was just like a waiter at this food truck at Foradhani. That was kind of his side gig, but he was always reminding me that, like, no, I'm really a rapper. Like, this is what I'm trying to do. So I liked going to his food truck, and I would like get a brownie, and I would sit there and I'd watch him like run around and wait tables, and then he would like come over to me and sing me songs sometimes. He was a handsome guy, but a little bit shorter than me, had very animated eyes that were constantly like darting around looking for the next opportunity, and he had like a flat top haircut that rivaled Will Smith during the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So he was an interesting character. I really liked him. One of his favorite songs that would always make him sing to me was called Rita. And he told me that the song Rita was about this girl that comes from the village. You know, the good girl has a family that loves her, but she wanted to go into the big city. She wanted to pursue a more glamorous life. So she abandoned everything and went into the city looking for a bigger life. And she kind of just became a gold digger and didn't really find what she was looking for. So I always liked him singing Rita to me. And sometimes like his songs were just so ridiculous and just his performance. Like he'd be running around waiting tables and then all of a sudden come over to me and just start singing and dancing that it's like, it was hard not to laugh. And I would let out these little giggles sometimes. And what was amazing about him was that nothing fazed him. I could literally be laughing in his face, and he was just like so committed to his performance. He just kept going. And yeah, I thought that he was strange, but I liked how he was unafraid. And I really respected that. And we sort of became friends. So once my semester in Zanzibar was over, I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to go back to the US. And as soon as I had to go back, I was just thinking about, how can I get back to Zanzibar? I just want to be back in Zanzibar. I liked my life in Zanzibar. I liked who I felt like I could be in Zanzibar. So early on into my career, when I was offered a job to be the director of the program where I was previously a student, it felt like a dream come true. I could finally go back to Zanzibar. So I went back to Zanzibar, and I felt like, oh, the teachers at the university are going to remember me. They're going to welcome me with open arms. And on my first day, one of the teachers commented to me, oh, they picked you? I thought they would have picked Carly. That was the warm welcome that I got from work in the university there. So I was just trying to stay positive. And like work wasn't that great, but I was looking for other, you know, avenues where I could be positive and kind of, just be happy and remember the life that I had loved there. So I sought out my host mother, who I had a really good relationship with, and we decided one day we were going to go to the tailor together and we were going to get clothes made. And my tailor finished taking my measurements, and then he asked me for my phone number. And I had just gotten to Tanzania, just got a new number. I had forgotten my number, and I had forgotten my phone. So I asked my host mom, can I look for my number in your phone? So I'm looking, searching under R, and I'm not seeing Rebecca there. Then I'm like, oh, let me search under M, because maybe she saved me by my last name, Mandich. So I'm looking under M. I don't find Mandich there, but I do see my new number saved under the name Mzungu. And Mzungu means white girl. So I want to say that I came back and Zanzibar was completely different. But the sad thing was, I came back and Zanzibar was exactly the same as it was 2 years ago. Nothing had changed. People were still sitting in the same spots, drinking the same coffee, talking about the same conversation. It felt a little bit disappointing and disillusioning, but I was still trying to hold on to any little piece of nostalgia that I had of my former life and my former experience there. So I went to Forodhani one night to go see Dr. Love, and I was eating a brownie, and he sang me Rita, and it made me smile. And I was telling him about how my sister was going to come visit in a couple weeks. He thought that was really cool, and then he was telling me about how he once again is changing his rapper name to Shortcut. And he was always like changing his identity and changing his style, and I really liked that about him. Like, he was really bold, and he wasn't afraid to try new things. So Shortcut was the new identity. I thought that was cool. A couple weeks later, my sister came, and we were staying on the east coast of the island in a place called Weju, staying in a very little bungalow. And next door, there was this really big hotel. And on her first night there, they were having this party. And we walked into it, and everyone was dressed in red. We found out it was a private party for someone's birthday, and it was an all-red party. So we were the only two white people there and the only two people not wearing red. We stuck out like sore thumbs. But they were kind enough to invite us to stay. So we stayed at the party, and as the DJ was announcing the lineup for the night, he said, we got Shortcut coming up for you tonight. And to say I was ecstatic would be an understatement. Like, I was telling everyone, I know this guy. He's been my friend since way back when, since I was a student. Like, this is my guy. I know Shortcut. And then I even went up to the DJ and said, you know, when Shortcut gets here, you better come find me, because I need to say hi to him, and he's my personal friend. So 2 hours later, after sipping a lot of mojitos and just hanging out and bragging about how Shortcut was my friend, the DJ comes over to me with his friend, and he tells me, Shortcut's here. And I said, where? And then his friend said, I'm Shortcut. And I was like, no, you're not. Yes, I am. So I found out that Dr. Love was actually a lie. And I even Googled the song Rita, and it was sung by some other artist. So I never saw Dr. Love again. I heard that he got some other like service job on the northern part of the island, so I don't know where he went. And initially I was angry, like, you were impersonating someone else and you lied to me. But I don't know, after time, with time, my perspective softened a little bit, because I felt like, well, is he really so much different from me? Like, we're both coming from these communities where people know us as other things, and we're just coming here looking for a new life and a new identity, and we're just presenting ourselves how we want people to, like, see us. So I could kind of relate to him in that way. I think we were both just looking for our second chance. So they always tell you, when you're looking for love, to not fall too quickly. And I think that really applies with people, and I'd always thought about it, like, you know, falling in love with a person, but they never tell you that you can fall in love with an idea and you could fall in love with a place. And I had fallen in love with Zanzibar, like head over heels in love with Zanzibar, and I fell too quickly. What I thought was like an inseparable, amazing soulmate kind of a love was actually just a summer camp romance. So while I don't condone Dr. Love's identity theft, he actually did teach me something. I kind of realized that I don't have to be defined by who I was, and that every day I wake up and I have the right and the ability to reinvent myself. I was born with the name Rebecca, but I'd always gone by Becky. Someone else gave that name to me. I didn't choose it for myself. And I learned that I have the right to choose my own name, and I have the right to choose my own identity.